We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Damon and Ratto. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield on 95.7 The Game.
The very best 49ers preseason coverage from 95.7 The Game is free to you. It will be there whenever you need it on the Odyssey app. Download that app today. I asked you to give us a call. And you know, we got a few people waiting in line. We're going to get to them and then we're going to get into the segment. My question was, what's a good year for Trey Lance? Break it down, not by wins and losses, but statistically, what are you looking for Trey Lance in his first season as a full-time starter? This goes under the assumption that he is healthy enough to start all 17 games. What do you think are the bare minimum statistical thresholds that you're looking for? A couple of people have already waited on the Comcast business text line, and then we're going to get to the phones in just a second here. But somebody started with, I want 66%, 3,100 yards, 23 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, about 380 rushing yards, and 4 rushing touchdowns. Okay, you know, that I think that would be a hell of a year for Trey Lance, to be honest with you. Another guy says 60%. 3,800 yards, 25 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. He runs in another 6. Okay. We'll get to kind of similar comparison points here in just a minute, right? Before we turn to your learned statistical wants and desires.
My gift for crap.
Yes. Let's go to Rob in San Jose real quick. Rob, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead and let me know what you think. A completion percentage for Lance. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for just over 60, like 61, 62% completion percentage. I got him down for 4,100 yards passing, which is about 240 yards a game. I got him down for 27 pass touchdowns, 10 interceptions. I got 680 rushing yards, which is about 40 yards a game rushing, and 7 rush TDs.
All right. You know what? I think that those are all numbers that are based in a reality the 49ers would love to see from their first-time full-season starting quarterback. Real quick, just to grab Mike in Pleasant Hill. Mike, go ahead and give me what you think would be a good year statistically for Trey Lance.
Yeah, hey, guys. Pretty much real similar to what Rob said. I was kind of thinking 59, 60% completion, maybe 3,900 yards, 25 and 13 maybe. And probably kind of what Rob said, about 600 yards rushing with another 4 or 5 TDs that he might pop in there.
All right, about another 4 or 5 TDs. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Mike. Ray, what do you think would be a good year statistically for Trey Lance?
A good year, anything over 3,400. Passer rating around 95. 23 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. But I think an acceptable year would be slightly lesser numbers except for interceptions. I think 15 is reasonable for a rookie quarterback, which is what he is no matter how many days he's been on the job, because he's going to be reckless. And Kyle Shanahan is going to spend almost a full year trying to make sure that he doesn't fall in love with the deep ball.
What do you think
his offense will not tolerate that. I mean, it's one of the things that kind of soured him from time to time on Garoppolo, is that he would take chances based on confidence in his arm that, frankly, it didn't warrant. So I think we can expect a year where they're going to butt heads a little bit philosophically about what's a good throw and what isn't. So I would say 15 interceptions is probably tolerable.
Okay. All right. I mean, bother asking you for rushing yards or touchdowns. What's a good, decent completion percentage, you think?
With this offense, 63.
63.
I mean, Garoppolo, I think, wound up with a career number around 68, and I don't expect Lance to be as accurate. So I'd say 63. Rushing, I would say that they're probably going to be pretty conservative with him running the ball. I'd say 250, maybe one touchdown, maybe two, because they've got guys who can punch the ball in. I mean, that's why Jeff Wilson's on the team at all. That's why Kyle Juszczyk's on the team. I don't think they're going to rely on him to do a lot of running at all. I think they would like him to learn how to be the efficient quarterback that Kyle Shanahan needs for his offense to work best.
So, you know, just kind of looking at the numbers here and admitting that, you know, me doing math in real time is a horror show. What we are is somewhere around 64%, around, let's call it 3,700-ish yards, around 26 touchdowns, around 15, 14 interceptions, and somewhere around, let's just call it 400 rushing yards with, let's call it 5 touchdowns because he breaks a few off there. So,
you're talking Taylor Heinicke. Those are about his numbers with a little variation here or there.
Well, let me ask you, who is this? First time he started 16 games, 63%. 3,565 yards, 19 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. Who am I?
I'm going to guess, no, the numbers are too high to be Montana. Give me sort of a decade parameter here.
It is Joe Montana. It is Joe Montana. And
I would have thought it was less because Bill Walsh loved to run the ball early.
Well, and so does Kyle Shanahan, right? So what we're asking for is for Trey Lance to be Joe Montana. And by the way, the first time Joe Montana started 16 games, it was his third season in the NFL. We're talking 1981. Ray, how did the Niners do in 1981?
They were 13-3, and they won a Super Bowl.
He had had 8 starts to that point. So this is just kind of giving you a snapshot of what expectations are for Trey Lance. Basically, it seems like our audience and people who have weighed in would like Trey Lance to be Joe Montana in 1981. Probably an oversell.
An oversell, but you have to add like 15% or 20% just on numbers because the game's changed so much.
Exactly.
Montana was a superb quarterback for 1981. Those numbers, though, are Taylor Heinicke. I mean, but again, you're talking about 43 years ago.
Let's back off, shall we, to 54%. So we're down from 63. 3,891 yards, 22 touchdowns, 23 interceptions. Who am I?
That sounds like Peyton Manning.
It's not. It's John Elway. John Elway. In his third season and first as a full-time starter of 16 games, was at 54% for under 4,000 yards, 22 touchdowns, 23 interceptions. He had had 24 starts in his career up until that point in 1985. Let me give you another one. Who am I? 69% the very first time he played in 16 games for 3,978 yards, 27 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Like, if Trey Lance were at 69, 3,978 yards, 27 and 13, like you should be doing cartwheels through the street, right?
Yeah. I mean, with the only caveat being if he's got to throw that often, maybe they're having trouble running the ball, and I don't know whether that's a good sign or a bad one.
Those are Jimmy Garoppolo's numbers. Jimmy Garoppolo's numbers in his first year as a full-time 16-game starter for the San Francisco 49ers. And unlike Trey Lance, he had been in the NFL for 5 years at that point, with 2+ years in Shanahan's system to produce those numbers. So if Trey Lance comes out and gets anywhere close to that, I mean, good Lord, he's one of the single greatest draft picks in football history. So that's probably not, you know, about to happen. How about some maybe better comparisons just in terms of who he is as a player? 58%, 3,365 yards, 21 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, with 639 rushing yards and 6 touchdowns. Who am I? Donovan McNabb. To me, if this guy, Trey Lance, were to put up Donovan McNabb type of numbers, that was 2000, the 2000 season, for the first time McNabb is starting 16 games. Unlike, well, what makes him similar to Lance is he only got 6 rookie starts. Obviously, Lance only got 2. But very minimal rookie participation, if you will. And McNabb dropped a 58%, 3,300, 21 touchdown, 13 interceptions with about 650 yards and 6 touchdowns. If Trey Lance were to do that, it would be outstanding, I would think. Outstanding. You know, to think he's going to have a 4,000-yard year. It's just, it ain't going to happen.
That means something's gone wrong with the offense if he has to throw that much. You know what that number is? That is Ryan Fitzpatrick in 2019 in Miami. 3,500, 20 touchdowns, 13 picks. I mean, that's the one thing about this exercise is that I think Kyle Shanahan is going to keep wraps on him. Because I think he wants him to get the efficiency part down first. Because he knows there's an arm. But I don't think he's ready to just say, okay, you're Justin Herbert. Go and go get numbers because we need them. He wants a guy who will, and people will hate this, they're going to want him to manage the game. Because that's what Kyle Shanahan believes a quarterback's job is. It's make sure my defense doesn't have to play 35 minutes a game.
67%, 3,400 yards, 25 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 537 rushing yards with 4 touchdowns. Who am I?
Kyler Murray.
Steve Young. And again, that's Steve Young's first time starting 16 games. It's 1992. It's his second year with the 49ers. It was his 8th year in the NFL. His 8th year in professional football to get to those numbers for someone as accurate as Steve Young. Maybe we need to back off these Trey Lance expectations big time. How about 52%, 2,665 yards, 14 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, 675 rushing yards with 8 touchdowns. If I sold you that right now, would you buy it?
Well, you're giving me Tua Tagovailoa.
I'm giving you Steve McNair. Steve McNair in 1997 started 6 games in his first 2 years, and by 97 it was his 3rd year in the NFL. That's year 3 of Steve McNair. Michael Vick, by the way, is one of the more interesting stat lines ever. And this isn't Michael Vick early in his career. The one and only year that Michael Vick ever started 16 games, he threw 53% for 2,474 yards, 20 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, with an ungodly 1,039 rushing yards. He only had 2 rushing touchdowns, but over 1,000 yards rushing. This is 2006 Michael Vick. The one and only time he ever started 16 games, it was his 6th year in the NFL, his 4th season as the Falcons starting quarterback, and it was a year before dogfighting changed his life forever.
It does raise the question, though, because most of the quarterbacks you talked about were at least 15 years ago, which tells us one thing above all other things, is that numbers became different about 10 years ago, like radically different. You almost can't compare the numbers that you cited with what a reasonable expectation for a quarterback getting 17 starts will have this year. I mean, the numbers you cited for McNair, I mean, they were Tua's numbers last year. And, you know, Miami hated him.
Right.
So, you know, I think you have to ratchet the numbers up some from those years just because the game is mostly radically different. And the only thing that allows some of those comparisons to really work well is the fact Kyle Shanahan is going to be more careful with Lance than Buffalo was with Josh Allen or the Chargers were with Justin Herbert. You know, Garoppolo threw for 3,800 yards last year. You wouldn't think so if you listen to how people talked about him. But 3,800 yards is a lot, even now. It's like 11th. The only thing that people had a problem with was he missed Emmanuel Sanders.
It might have changed the entire arc of his career.
It would have. No, there would not. Trey Lance would not have been drafted.
I agree. I agree.
You know, and, you know, that's a lot to put on one pass. And if you even think about it, last in the NFC Championship game, if Jaquiski Tartt doesn't drop that interception, they probably go back to the Super Bowl. And Trey Lance is watching again this year. Because there's not a chance if he got him to the Super Bowl that they were going to run him out.
They would have been looking somewhere in maybe the third or fourth round for another guy to maybe back up Jimmy at that point. You know, like it would not been the priority of the franchise.
Well, they would already have had Lance, but he would not have been the putative starter from the day that game ended. I mean, if that ball's caught by Tartt, they're going to the Super Bowl. And I would suggest that given the fact that Cincinnati was inexperienced at that level on galactic level, that they probably would have had a better chance to win the game. If they win that game, then this discussion is over.
59%, the first time I start 16 games with 20 passing touchdowns, 9 interceptions, and basically 3,100 passing yards with another 510 rushing yards and 9 rushing touchdowns. Who am I? I am a modern quarterback, by the way.
Lamar Jackson?
No. Close, though. You're Josh Allen. And Josh Allen is coming from, you know, kind of that same small school background, guy whose completion percentage wasn't heralded early in his career. If he has a Josh Allen level first year, he's fantastic. He's being fantastic. Somebody says Damon's only naming black quarterbacks. Right, because when I was talking about Joe Montana, John Elway, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Steve Young, they're all black quarterbacks. Thank you for keeping score at home. You want something gaudy? 64%, 5,084 yards, 48 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. In my second year in the NFL, I had only made 9 rookie starts. Who am I?
I already know this because the 4,800 yards is the thing that sticks out.
The 5,084
yards. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was thinking the 48 touchdowns.
Right. It's Dan Marino.
Yeah. Went to one Super Bowl.
That was that was the year, by the way, that he went to that Super Bowl. He wasn't
got his brains kicked in Palo Alto.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins never got back, which is he's the prime example of never assume you're there.
Oh, just because you're there 1 year, that means nothing to the next year of football.
Yeah, everybody who's fallen in love with Joe Burrow, keep that in mind.
Right. But you would
I'd rather have Joe Burrow than not have Joe Burrow. Right. Don't get me wrong.
You would not have been a fool, though, for walking up to the betting window and putting an awful lot of your future income on Dan Marino based on what you had seen at that point.
No question. Because everybody, and I remember this distinctly, they were already calling him the greatest quarterback of all time.
Well, you know what it's an awful lot like? Patrick Mahomes. We took a first look at Patrick Mahomes, and everyone was like, okay, so that guy's going to be the greatest quarterback of all time. His statistics will dwarf everyone's. He has made it back to two Super, you know, he's made it back to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he ran into one thing that every quarterback runs into. Defensive coordinators with 6 months to plan.
Yep.
Because that's one of the things that happened to Marino. You know, it just, he still had the great arm. He still had Duper and Clayton. But teams would just go, we know how to play them now. And that's what's going to happen to Lance in 2023, if not 2024. Whatever year he has this year, defensive coordinators with 6 months to work on any problem can make a quarterback cry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.